It's tremendously big and tremendously wet. Tremendous amounts of water.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, September 12th, 2018. Welcome to day 601. Trump called the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, totally incompetent. Mayor Yulin Cruz criticized Trump's statements about his response to the hurricanes, which ravaged Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico last year.
I think probably the hardest one we had by far was Puerto Rico because of the island nature. And I actually think it was one of the best jobs that's ever been done.
Trump tweeted, quote, "We got A pluses for our recent hurricane work in Texas and Florida and did an unappreciated great job in Puerto Rico, even though an inaccessible island with very poor electricity and a totally incompetent mayor of San Juan. We are ready for the big one that is coming," end quote. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security diverted nearly $10 million from FEMA to help pay ICE for detention and removal operations. A newly released budget document shows DHS diverted the funds from FEMA at the beginning of the hurricane season, which began in June. The money was taken out of FEMA's operations and support budget and was transferred into ICE accounts to pay for additional detention camps and other expenses. FEMA said the money was not meant for disaster relief and that the $10 million represents an extremely small portion of what is actually being spent on hurricane recovery. A spokesperson for DHS also pushed back on Twitter. Reuters, CNBC, and The Hill say Trump signed an executive order authorizing a broad range of sanctions against foreign countries, companies, and individuals that interfere with U.S. elections. The executive order leaves it up to a range of intelligence agencies to determine whether meddling occurred, including the Office of Director of National Intelligence, the CIA, the NSA, and the Department of Homeland Security. It requires any federal agency aware of election interference by foreign entities to submit the information to the DNI. BuzzFeed News is reporting that federal investigators are looking into a pair of suspicious money transfers involving people who attended the 2016 Trump Tower meeting. The transfers reveal how Aris Agalarov, a Russian billionaire with strong ties to both Trump and Putin, used overseas accounts to distribute money to himself, his son, and at least two people who attended the Trump Tower meeting. Investigators are focusing on two bursts of transactions, one shortly before the Trump Tower meeting and one immediately after Trump was elected. And finally, Scott Pruitt is in talks to work as a consultant to a Kentucky coal mining tycoon just months after resigning as the head of the EPA. Pruitt met with Alliance Resource Partners CEO Joseph W. Kraft at least seven times in the first 14 months of his tenure as EPA chief. Last week, Pruitt told several executives at a Kentucky Coal Association meeting that he planned to open a new consulting firm. Pruitt is barred from directly lobbying the EPA for 5 years under the ethics pledge imposed by Trump, but the pledge does not prohibit him from working as a private consultant who advises a company on matters related to the EPA or working to change regulatory policy at the state level. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Manafort is in talks with Robert Mueller's office about a possible plea deal just days before his second trial is set to begin. 2. The Trump administration is making it harder for Christian refugees to enter the United States. 3. A GOP congressman from New Jersey was caught on tape suggesting that being raised in an orphanage would be a better option for a child than growing up with parents who are LGBTQ. And 4, independent Senator Angus King of Maine announced that he will vote against Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.